I am joined by one of the many people behind the organising committee, but this guy has been in charge of the music program. It's a huge job. Damien from the Burradice Festival, how are you this morning?
I'm very good, thank you.
Thanks so much for joining me, especially in studio. It's always nice to get some faces behind the names. And 2 years of cancellations. Golly gosh, it's finally happening.
Yeah, I almost can't believe it. It's sort of like, surely something's going to happen. And maybe a big flood or a rain or something. But
touch wood.
It's all coming together. And yeah, I mean, so good for the community and everybody involved.
And I suppose one maybe benefit of having a couple years off is the chance to make these sorts of festivals bigger and better than ever, right? You've had extra time to work on it in a way.
Yeah, we have indeed. And look, and the program is bigger and better than it ever has been. And I guess, yeah, the big addition this year is the Sunday Burradice Blues and Roots gig, which is, we've never really done a Sunday gig in the past, but yeah, and heaps of great activities for the community.
Amazing. So if people are hearing this and they're not familiar about the Burradice Festival, what can we expect from this festival? I mean, there's so much that happens here, but how can you give us a quick overview?
Look, it's a family-friendly sort of event. Friday night is all about live and local. So it's all about local bands for the Shoalhaven. Having said that, the whole program, over 70% of the acts are from the Shoalhaven. So we really try to give opportunities for local artists to perform.
Incredible.
But then aside from that, on the Saturday, we've got international food stalls and creative makers markets. In the daytime on Saturday, it's all free. That's our family fiesta day. There's going to be face painting and activities for the kids and an outdoor stage where people can check out some great variety of music there as well.
Incredible. I'm looking at the program now. It's huge. And we've got tickets available for Friday to Sunday events, but the festival actually goes from this Friday the 23rd until Thursday the 29th. So there's heaps to get involved in.
There is, absolutely. So we've got ticketed events on the Friday and Saturday nights and also our Sunday Blues and Roots Day. But then, yeah, going on into Monday, we've got a skate jam. So there's opportunity for young folk to register because it's the beginning of school holidays. So that's why we've decided to extend it into the first week of school holidays. And also during the week in the mornings down at the surf club, there's going to be free yoga and meditation classes and well-being sort of activities as well. So we've definitely extended the program this year to try and tie in with that school holiday activity stuff.
Amazing. Good timing. And I like that you've made it accessible for everyone, making it that free price tag. And with so much going on, you've got like three different hubs and zones. You've got hub one is the community center, hub two is the skate park, and hub three, the surf club. So there's kind of something going on for everyone at this Burradice Festival.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the community center is ground zero. That's where it's all happens.
Yep.
You know, all the grounds around the hall is where all the market stalls will be. We'll have an outdoor stage there. Inside the hall, there's going to be like community dance groups. There's a home brewing competition. There's a cooking competition. There's a photography competition.
Fun.
And that's all happening in hub number one, which is sort of the thick of it. But then down at the beach, we've got the surf bash, which happens every year. And we always get a great turnout for that. So fingers crossed the surf's going to be up. So they'll be running Saturday, Sunday. And that's open to anybody to enter.
Excellent.
And there's a whole
bunch
of great, and that's part of the Culborough Beach Board Riders Club, getting involved with the festival. Saturday, we've got the awesome skate jam. There's going to be some live music and tunes going on and a chance for all the young folk to get out there and show us their latest tricks. And yeah, like I said, we've got the yoga and wellbeing stuff happening throughout the week, happening down at the surf club as well.
Excellent.
So we've got those hubs around town to try and sort of spread the Culborough Beach love.
I love it. And there's something for everyone. You know, I'm not much of a surfer or a skater, but I do love myself some markets and live music. So you can catch me at the community hub, but then, you know, we can send some locals who might be interested in skating down to the skateboard side. So there is something for everyone. And as you say, there's still a chance for locals to get involved if they're hearing this and they want to take part in the surfing and things like that.
Yeah, that's right. So you can find all the information on the lovecolbarabeach.com.au. That's where all the information about all the different events and activities are all happening on there, and people, online registration forms and all that sort of stuff. If people do want to come along to the ticket events, we've seriously got an amazing lineup of music. There's 25 acts over the 3 days.
Wow.
And people can buy tickets online again through the Love Culborough Beach Festival website.
And it's great for the Culborough area. I mean, we've all in the Highlands and Shoalhaven had it super tough over the last few years, but this one is going to be so amazing from the area. The Culborough Beach is going to go off, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think everybody's been championing the bit just to get together.
Yep.
We're social people. We like to hang out. We like to be able to bring the kids and have fun. Let's have fun. Let's have a dance. Let's let our hair down and put all the stresses of the last couple of years behind us, you know?
Yeah, especially as we head into these school holidays. So give that website a plug again. Where can people purchase their tickets and find out more information?
So if they go to lovecolboroughbeach.com.au, that has all the information and ticket your links there. If you're just looking at tickets, you can go straight to South Coast Tickets as well. And yeah, get on board, you know, get the family together and come have a great time.
Excellent. Are you going to be there yourself?
Yes, I will be.
Running around like a headless chook,
yes,
no doubt?
Yeah, look, we've got an amazing team of volunteers, and I'm already going to put a big shout out to everybody that's coming in to help us volunteer for the program. We're still looking for volunteers as
excellent.
Well.
Okay, so how can people help you? What do you need, yes. And how can we get in contact?
Look, there's all sorts to be done. There's so many different jobs, from running the, you know, the entry to managing waste to making sure that people are safe around the festival. Again, they can get onto the volunteering section of the website, and you can submit a registration form on there. And yeah, look, it's a really awesome team, and it's really nice, I think, to be behind the scenes and see what happens, because everybody sees all the fun stuff out front, but there really is an amazing team of volunteers that pull this all together and make it all happen.
Yeah, well, speaking of, you're one of them. So Damien, thanks so much for coming in, and can't wait to see you at this week-long crazy amount of activities. It is the Burradice Festival. Make sure you go along, support locals. It's going to be amazing, and thanks so much for coming in.
Great, thank you.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.